In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading, Matthew, the fourth chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today, Jesus gives his first sermon. It's only 9 words in English. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If the kingdom of heaven were to appear on earth, what would you expect it to look like? What comes to mind when you hear the words kingdom of heaven? What do you see? What do you imagine? What sorts of things would happen? Would the kingdom of heaven look like John the Baptist being arrested and thrown into prison and beheaded by Herod? Would it look like starving in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights being tempted by the devil? I suppose not. I suppose we might think that it looks like the blind now seeing, the paralyzed now walking, illness being cured, the deaf hearing, the dead being raised. You know, the light of life shining into the darkness of those who dwell in the shadow of death. But here's the thing. When Jesus walks on earth, he only heals a few people, not all people. And he only raises a handful of people from the dead, not all people. And he hungers and thirsts for 40 days. And John is actually beheaded by Herod. That's just back then. Add to it, today. Today, we still have sickness, pain, suffering, oppression, and death. Even Jesus, the one who brings the kingdom of heaven, dies on the cross. That's startling. That's shocking. That's jarring. Because that's not the glorious revelation of the kingdom of heaven. Where's the victory? Where's the triumph? Where's the glory and the power? Where are the angel armies bringing an end to the all-earthly powers, throwing down the oppressors, giving justice then to the oppressed? Where is the end of all human suffering and the beginning of righteousness? In short, where's the kingdom of heaven that John and Jesus say have come near to us? Matthew 4, 1 Corinthians 1. They teach us that the kingdom of heaven does not come in the way we expect or imagine it should. Today teaches us once again that our thoughts are not his thoughts, and our ways are not his ways. The kingdom of heaven comes with healing and large crowds and disciples who drop everything and go simply because he says, follow me. But it also comes in weakness. The frailness of a human body, the lowliness of a manger, the temptations of the devil, the rejection of the Pharisees and Sadducees, the betrayal and denial of the Lord and Master by his own disciples, the pain and suffering of the cross, the darkness and weakness of the tomb. Why? Because Jesus has to know it. He has to know your weakness so that you may share in his power. He has to be born into this world so that you could be born from above. He has to become last and lowest so that you might be first and highest. He had to be tempted by the devil so that the devil has no power over you in temptation. He had to experience the faithlessness of his disciples so that you could experience the faithfulness of God. He had to be abandoned by the Father so that the Father would never abandon you. He had to suffer and bleed so that He might make you and I whole again. He had to receive the wages of your sin and mine so that we could receive His reward of forgiveness and reconciliation to the Father. He had to go into the tomb mortal, so that you and I might follow Him out of the tomb immortal. Now, at first glance, I will admit, with sinful eyes, the cross seems stupid and foolish. What sense does a weak and dying God make? But look again. Look deeply with the eyes of faith. See the power of God. God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. God joined you in the flesh, in a human body, so that you might join Him in your flesh, in your human body, for all eternity, so that nothing and no one could ever again separate you from the love of God, from the perfection of God, from the beauty of God, from the healing of God, from the life of God, from the presence of God. Dear saints of the living God, today Jesus says to you, forget about what you expect the kingdom of heaven to look like. Stop thinking that the kingdom of heaven should come in the glorious, powerful ways that you think should make sense to human reason. Don't be foolish and wait for some glorious and powerful moment to occur in your life and confirm your faith in God. Today, Jesus says all of that to you in 9 simple words. His first sermon. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus has come near to you in the ordinary, mundane, weak ways of this world. A baby, a manger, a man, a cross, a tomb, a small number of people gathered together in His name. Simple words. I forgive you. Ordinary water. I baptize you. Tasteless bread and cheap Mogan David wine. This is my body and my blood given and shed to you, for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. To the world, to those who are perishing, all of this is folly. But not to us. To us who are being saved, this is the power and the wisdom of God. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.